Hi, and welcome to another expert interview on the Savvy Biz blog. Today I have Monique Wells from GettingOverwhelmed.com with me, and we'll be talking about social media overwhelm. Hi, and welcome, Monique.
Hello. Hi, Sarah.
Thanks so much for being here with me today.
It's my pleasure.
So before we begin, let me say a few words about Monique. Monique was born and raised in the United States, but now lives and works in Paris, France. Her mission is to help solopreneurs get over overwhelm in their business so they can enjoy less stress, more income, greater job satisfaction, and better work-life balance. You can find more about Monique on GettingOverOverwhelmed.com.
That's right.
So welcome, Monique, and thank you again for being here and being willing to answer a few questions about social media overwhelm.
It's one of my favorite topics, so let's go.
Okay, great. Well, let me start right away with my first question. In your experience, Monique, is it a common thing that solopreneurs or small business owners are overwhelmed with social media?
I absolutely think so. I know so. The stories just are never ending about how people are sucked in by social media. And it was something that I was afraid of myself when I got onto social media. So I understand completely.
Yeah. It's kind of what my clients tell me as well. They're just, overwhelmed by all these options and all these possibilities. And so in your opinion, what are the most common causes for this overwhelm? Is it a lack of strategy, or lack of prioritizing, or what else have you heard? What do people tell you?
I've heard both of the things that you've said, or at least people don't phrase it that way, but that's what it boils down to. I've also noticed that one of the biggest reasons really is that people actually don't know how to use it. They don't know how to use the media that they're on. So they have taken the time to learn and then everything changes. You know how Facebook, for example, recently went to this timeline thing.
Yeah.
And they said over and over that it's only going to be for the personal pages, businesses won't be affected, and then bam, businesses were affected and nobody saw it coming. You know, so you've got to relearn things, and that's a big problem when you don't have a lot of time. The other thing is, and you know, other social media have done the, maybe not so drastically as Facebook, but they've changed things. YouTube changed the whole way that their page looks and everything. So it gets to be pretty stressful when you take the time and you try to be responsible, quote unquote, and learn. And then everything just changes, and it seems like it changes overnight. So that's very frustrating, and that's a cause of overwhelm. And the other thing is, as you mentioned, prioritization. So we might actually be really good at social media and we might really love it. And so we allow that to take up more time in our day than it really should. And so if you're not actively using that as a method for marketing, so if you're really just out there trying to develop relationships, that's a good thing. It's important. But how many more important things are there in your workday to do? This is the question that we always need to be asking. And I think for any business, the first and most important thing is, what am I doing to bring in money or get closer to bringing in revenue? And so if what you're doing on social media is not directly related to that, then I think it needs to be relegated to a secondary priority on your list. And a lot of people just don't do it.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with what you're saying. So first there's the constant learning with, you get used to one thing and then Facebook just changes overnight and you have to learn it again.
Mm-hmm.
And YouTube has done it. In my opinion, LinkedIn is kind of the most stable network out there. There is changes, but they're more kind of additions, new things come out, and not like Facebook, where from one day to the next everything is different.
Yeah.
So yes, it does take time just to read upon, all the changes and the new things, and now how does it work? And so that's definitely a cause of overwhelm. And then prioritization is another one. It's I think solopreneurs and business owners need to really, set a time per day or per week where they are on social media. And not have it constantly on, for example, where they always go back and check and waste too much time on it without really getting anything back from it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So people also sometimes think they have to be everywhere. Like they have to be on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Pinterest, on Google Plus, you name it.
Yeah.
You think that's also part of the problem?
I do because, everybody's business is different and everybody personally is different. And all the social media channels, they play to different strengths or to different personality traits for people. And so everybody is not made to be on everything. And I think what we hear when we're in online marketing, trying to do online marketing, is that you need to be here, you need to be there. Well, what I want to say is you need to be where you are going to make the most impact and where the medium is not going to be counter to who you are. And so you need to understand how each medium works. You need to understand what being there can accomplish for you. And then you need to learn that medium, maybe one or two. I really don't feel like you need to be all over the place. And certainly, every time a new medium comes out, you shouldn't be rushing over to try to get yourself established there. You need to be very, very careful about investigating what this is. What is it going to do for you? Does it fit my personality? Are the people who I want to reach for my business, are they there?
Yeah, and I think that last part is the most important thing. That you have to really find the medium where your target audience hangs out. For example, me, I eat and breathe social media, but I'm not on Google Plus. Why is that? I'm not on Google Plus. I have a profile, but I'm not active on it because my target audience is not there. So why would I spend time hanging out there? Just talking to basically my competitors. But my target audience is not there. Same with Pinterest. I'm not on Pinterest yet. Just because people who are my target clients, they are not there. So why would I waste, in brackets, waste my time there? So yeah, it's very important that solopreneurs do analyze first their target audience, and then what you said also, where do they feel comfortable? Is Twitter something that they feel comfortable with? Is it more LinkedIn? Is it Facebook? Kind of choose that medium that makes sense for them. Yeah. So what do you advise that what that people do if they find themselves in this situation of overwhelm?
Well, I think the first thing that we all need to do, and we need to do this not only for social media, but for all aspects of our business, we always need to be checking and rechecking with ourselves regarding what our goals are in our business. Okay, so if your goals are really something that social media is only going to be moderately helpful with, then you need to relegate social media to that level of priority in your business. If it's going to be for, maybe it's just for a particular project, maybe it's for one goal overall out of the 10 goals that you have for your business. If social media is going to really drive you forward towards that goal, then yes, okay, now it's okay. I'm going to put that high on my priority list and I'm going to do whatever it takes to make that social medium work for me. So it's all about making sure that you have these goals in mind, understanding that social media is part of the strategy for achieving that goal or not, and then acting accordingly. And if, the medium is not going to help you, then by all means, let it go. Let it go. And then once you've decided that that medium is good for you, learn it. Learn all about it, find out from people what their results have been, look at other people's strategies, see how those work, how bits of those strategies might work for you. If you have to create your own strategy, go right ahead. You know, but do it with that intent in mind and that goal in mind.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And maybe again, you need to start with one channel and get real familiar with it and only then move on maybe and add another one. But
yes.
Don't start and open a profile on each one of them. Don't spread yourself too thin.
Exactly.
Focus on one. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Monique, how do you help your clients who are facing overwhelm in their business? Can you give us a bit more information about that?
Well, I like to have each client begin with a self-assessment. So where are you with your business? I really do like to start at the goal level and even above the vision. The mission and the vision is what leads you to select your goals. And then once you've got your goals in mind, you need to select one. And then you need to select the one that's the most important to you and then work down from there. So I like to see if people have this sort of pyramid in place. And so that's one thing. That's the self-assessment with regard to the business. Then I like this to have the person self-assess with regard to how she, generally my clients are women. Women solopreneurs and women working at home, I like to have the client look at herself and pinpoint what the source of overwhelm is, because you can treat symptoms of things, you know, but if you really don't understand the underlying cause, treating symptoms is like putting a Band-Aid on. The Band-Aid is going to eventually fall off. If what's under the Band-Aid was just a very shallow scratch, maybe the Band-Aid is on there long enough so that the scratch completely heals. But if you've got something deeper going on, the Band-Aid is only going to make you feel better temporarily. And then when it falls off, you're going to be back where you were before. So we don't want this sort of up and down, up and down. We want to make lasting change. And so we need to understand ourselves and why we're behaving the way that we are with regard to various things in our business. And once we can do that, so we've got the self-assessment for the person, we've got the self-assessment for the business, then we can really move forward.
Okay, interesting. So you said you mostly work with the women solopreneurs and women working from home.
Yes, that's my target market.
Okay, interesting. But I think I've attended one of your teleclasses, and you recently said that there's been quite a few men also joining you recently.
Yes, that's definitely true, and I welcome men. I welcome them. Men, I should say, you know, that the way that I teach, the way that I train, the way that I mentor, it works equally well for men as it does for women. It's just that when I started out, you know, I targeted women. And so they are the majority of who I'm reaching, who are in the Getting Over Overwhelmed community. But men are most certainly welcome, and men, you can benefit 100% as much as women from everything that I have to offer.
Maybe it just takes men a bit more courage to say that they're overwhelmed.
I think that has a lot to do with it. Yes, they don't want to admit it, you know. You know, I'm a man, I can handle it. And and oftentimes, you know, that just makes it that much worse, because you don't feel like you can reach out for help.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Monique. That's been really, you've shared a lot of insights with us, and I'm thankful for that. Again, you can find Monique on gettingoveroverwhelmed.com. You can get in touch with her there. And thank you for being here with me today, Monique.
It's been great. Thank you for inviting me, Sarah.